My name is Drusilla David from the Center for the Study of the Economies of Africa, CC in Nigeria. CC is a non-profit think tank, and its mission is to enhance development outcomes in Africa. Presentation is on measuring the impact and success of communication. I think this is the second webinar for the TTI Tech program. And to this effect, CC places communication as one of its very important processes in its activity. And communicating our policy research is very, very vital to our activities. We utilize several platforms to that effect through the print or electronic media and other social media networking. Our objective basically is to contribute to policymaking in Nigeria and Africa. So I'm going to start the presentation. The first slide, we have the outline. Under the outline, there's going to be an introduction, measuring communication success, the impact log, effectiveness of the impact log, and sustaining the impact log. The next slide. To achieve maximum impact, it is important that organizations measure the outcomes of their work. Measuring communication success can be achieved through proper monitoring and evaluation of their an organization's communication activities. It's a very important activity that will help your organization evaluate your growth in your communications, measure the effectiveness of your research work, or determine the strength and progress of your content. And by this, I mean your research output. In summary, monitoring and evaluation provides an overview of the progress of research communication in an organization. And the importance of this cannot be overemphasized. Generally, it provides, that is, evaluation provides an overview of the progress you're making. You can measure your communication success by evaluation. And under evaluation, you have, there are various tools which you can evaluate your work. But in this presentation, we're going to stick to one of the tools that CC has used and is still using, which has proved to be very useful to us. The next slide, measuring communication success. Like I said earlier, evaluation is a key part of communication process. It is important that you develop your communication plan. That's like the first step. But without your evaluation strategy, you don't even know where you stand. Effective communication requires good evaluation. Without that, you wouldn't know how to even begin your communications. You have no idea what you're doing or how it's been received outside. Feedback is important. Evaluation is very practical and probably one of the most important processes of communications. And this goes for virtually everything, whether you're doing, whether it's under marketing, anything of the sort. Anyway, let's just keep it as research, since we're dealing with think tanks here. So first of all, you do your research. Secondly, you're going to engage and then and disseminate your research findings. And thirdly, it's important that you measure these findings that you've disseminated to see how or to determine how it has been received. Measuring communication success is important. I'm going to keep repeating that because it is very important for the long-term success of any organization. It is very important. It will just help you know the impact that your work has made or is making. The next slide, why do we have to evaluate? Like I said earlier, it's a key part of communication process. With evaluation, you check your progress, get to answer some questions. Is your work getting done as planned? Is your plan working? If it's not working, why isn't it working? How can you improve this plan or refine this plan? And then help the plan ahead for the future your future research work or communication activities, whichever one. And here on slide, I listed 3 points why it's important that we should evaluate. First of all, it improves the effectiveness of communication and performance. When you know the effect of your communication activities, you'll be able to fine-tune the areas that need improvement and will help you reach the outcomes you seek for your organization, for your think tank, to help you evaluate your performance so you know the next step you should take. Secondly, evaluation helps you effectively engage your audience. After all, this work that you're doing, the research you're doing, it's for people. It's not for you to just sit on it. It's for you to disseminate to people. If it's to for policymakers, for stakeholders, and just to engage in policymaking of your country or of the continent, evaluation will help you know what you're doing to help you identify and connect with your audiences and make sure that your messages are clearly understood. It will also help you gather back feedback from your audience. You will get to understand, okay, this is how they are responding to your messages. Is it positive or negative? Thirdly, it will help you allocate resources appropriately. Working with limited resources, evaluation can help you determine whether your communication investments can be redistributed more effectively to, you know, achieve better results. And then I will state here that for CC to achieve its objective of contributing to policymaking in Nigeria, we take evaluation very seriously, and we conduct regular assessment of our output through this evaluation, and it has helped us know how our messages are being received by the audience. It has also brought a fresh perspective to our communications activities, and then it allows for regular assessment of what works for us and what does not, thereby creating a room for new ideas and, you know, developing a more robust approach for us. The next slide, how can we evaluate? Communications is very vital, and so is evaluation. Communications is a continuous activity for any organization which intends to improve on its the effectiveness of its work. So in order to achieve accurate data and information on this process, like I said, CC employed one monitoring and evaluation tool, which is the impact log. And this impact log, we use it to measure the progress of the center's work, to know the strengths or the weaknesses of our communication activities and our dissemination of output. It has also helped us form a basis for planning generally for the center. So the next slide, I'm going to introduce the impact log. The impact log is a tool used to record and document feedback of outputs and outcomes. It is a database which contains information about a project, a program, an event, or any ongoing activity of an organization. It could be an ongoing activity or something that has happened before, but basically everything that is about the organization can be contained in the impact log. The log helps us monitor communication activities as well as evaluate how your it will help you evaluate how your organization is being viewed, and you'll be able to assess if your research outputs are communicated efficiently, if it's reaching your intended audiences, which can cut across policymakers, stakeholders, and the media. This impact log has proved, like I said earlier, has proved useful to CC, and it has helped us determine if our research outputs are actually being used to influence policymaking process or if they are not. Why did we pick the impact log? The impact log is very versatile, and CC uses this log because of its resourcefulness, of its precise and adequate way of keeping records and, you know, detailed records. It also gives you room to input records anytime you want to. It's not complicated, it's easy, and anybody could, you know, just read go through it and understand, okay, this is what you're doing, or and then can also help give you advice or input on what's more to add. With this impact log, we've been able to keep detailed records and also monitor our feedback. It has also helped us, you know, highlight our weaknesses and to improve on ways of how these records can be, of how other records can be imputed in the log. By this I mean, definitely we not, the impact log that we have presently doesn't cover virtually everything that we want to, but when we started the impact log, I think, and we constantly update it, gradually we get to see, okay, we're missing this part, we need to add this, we need to reduce this, or and so forth. So it has helped us measure how our messages are also being perceived and received. So far, we've had no challenge with it. Instead, it highlights the areas where we need to do more, add more data and information. As mentioned earlier, it's quite resourceful and it is designed in a simple way that it can accommodate other measurement indicators, assess the impact of the sensors. You know, while research is ongoing and research are being executed, it's important that we evaluate your communication activities concurrently to improve the effectiveness of your projects and strengthen feedback from key audiences or stakeholders or policymakers, whichever the case may be. So CC also uses external communications impact indicators, such as these indicators are like questions that we get to answer, and they're all, at the end of the day, they're all imputed into the impact log. For the external indicators, we have questions to be answered, such as were the targeted audience reached and captured, were we within our allocated budget. What was the response like, say, after an event by way of follow-up of phone calls or emails, etc.? Internal indicators can include, are we using the right tools or the materials? Is our message understood? And so forth. Yeah, these indicators, like I said, however, are all imputed into the log for a more detailed and, you know, organized record keeping. The next slide is going to be a description of this impact log. The impact log, yeah, it's designed its impact log on an Excel sheet, and this facilitates imputing of records and information, and it contains different sections where information are being gathered. Yeah, like I said earlier, we developed this impact log for the purpose of monitoring our research findings. How our communication activities going on. It has helped us assess communications and research. The impact log, description of the impact log we have right now has four sections. It contains four sections. Section one covers meetings. We have, it keeps records of meetings with policymakers and stakeholders. And with this information, it helps us foster relationship with policymakers. And in the long term, we can measure how the center's output is affecting policy making. The second section is for events. Here we keep track of every event that we have, seminars, workshop, conferences that were organized by CC or attended by a CC staff, could be locally or internationally. And with this record, it creates a platform for sharing policy information and data more effectively. It also helps us increase the visibility of the center. And then we get to measure the growth of our outreach capacity. The third section is for press releases. This has to do with the media. It could be TV or radio or the newspaper. It archives relevant news coverage of CC in the print or broadcast media, like I said. And then it helps us assess the presence of the center's messages. You know, it describes to us, okay, which media is mostly used, how effective is it used, and then get to know which one we should use more often. It helps us basically measure the growth of the center and measure the growth of the center's ability to reach audiences effectively through the media, and then we get to know how our relationship is standing with the journalists. The last section is for bi-weekly seminars. Bi-weekly seminars section, we keep record of CC bi-weekly seminar activities. Our biweekly seminars hold twice a month. We get to invite policymakers, stakeholders, or other researchers to come, you know, present a paper and share some ideas with us. And it just facilitates discussion and sharing of knowledge between CC staff and these other people, the stakeholders or policymakers or researchers. And this helps us measure our output. It strengthens our relationship or future collaboration between CC and policymakers or stakeholders or researchers. Now, the next slide is an example, just a screenshot of the impact log. And that's a section for our press releases, just that. So the next slide, we're going to talk about the effectiveness of the impact log. Yes, it's important that we know if the impact log is actually working or if we should just do away with it and get other evaluation tools to work with. So the evaluation, the effectiveness of the impact log. The impact log helps us plan what we want to achieve in the long run. Yeah, communications capacity grows when you get to utilize basic tools that will help you communicate your messages. However, like I keep repeating, it's not complete without adequate assessment of the progress of these activities, and that is what the impact log does. In the course of implementing our communication activities, it has helped us keep track of our activities, learn how our audience receive our messages, and measure the success of our outputs, and also measure the effectiveness of our overall communication strategy and plan. The next slide is sustaining the impact log. Evaluation it should be a continuous process. So the impact log must be constantly updated. Once you understand how to use the impact log, it's very easy and it's an interesting way of recording data and information. So it's important that you try and sustain it. It really help you form a basis for future strategic planning and so forth. Yeah, it will also help you refine your evaluation methods and even your communication strategy accordingly. For CC, we recognize that, and it has also helped us highlight other ways, other sections that we need to include on this impact log. And I'm just going to give you a list of these sections that we think it's important we also include in the impact log. We would like to also cover research work. Generally, this will include a database of research work CC is doing, either we've concluded or if it's an ongoing research work, it's important that we monitor that. And then the second section will be for publications. We'd like to keep a record of our policy briefs, our working papers, our project reports, or seminar papers. The third section will be social media. Yeah, social media is very important. It's important that we know and keep a record of the number of our followers on, say, Facebook or Twitter or Google+. And, you know, let's know how active we are, what it is that we're doing, and if at all people are responding well to our activities through the social media. Lastly, the next section we want to include will be for website analytics. It's important that every organization monitors its website, you know, monitor by way of keeping record of, say, your daily visits or website visits and hits, record number of your downloads, and if you have newsletters, you'll be able to monitor if you have new subscribers to your newsletters or not. There'll also be a record of citations or quotes of research work, as well as mention or reference by any policymaker or stakeholder. This will help you, you know, to help you greatly measure and evaluate your work. Furthermore, under the sections for that are contained in the CC's impact log presently, we would like to include records for our events. like people who responded to our invitations, people who turned up for this event, feedback for this event, all these little details are, I think they're quite important. It's important for us to know everything that covers our communication activities generally. Thank you. That will be the end of the presentation. But if you have any questions or suggestions on how we could improve on the impact log, please you could write them down on the website where this presentation appears or share them with us on the live chat on March 12th. Thank you very much.